Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, why is cheating on your taxes such a terrible idea?
Right. Well, aside from the obvious of, you know, cheating on purpose, that's a bad thing. But this year, because of all the issues with the IRS, for so many people losing their jobs, and with the last 5 years of, you know, with COVID and the IRS being behind on stuff and clearly having some challenges, a lot of people are planning on cheating on their tax return. So much so that the IRS put out basically a bulletin saying, we expect to get less revenue. So Congress, you need to start borrowing more money because people are not going to pay enough. So 85 million Americans, roughly, in 2023 did use a professional to file their taxes. And 80 million did themselves. First thing is, a lot of professional tax preparers are kind of on the line. So they are not okay with signing off on cheating. So if you're doing it yourself, that's a red flag for
an audit.
For an audit, probably. We're guessing. A lot of the forms that come out related to taxes are now digital. You know, a lot of that's changed in the last 15 years, where 1099-Rs and Ds and Is and W-2s and gambling winnings, that stuff is automatically reported based on your Social Security number to the IRS, Bitcoin winnings, those kind of things. And so if they look at the tax return and you said, I had no money coming out of my IRA, but your 1040 line 4A says you pulled, you know, zero out, but your 1099-R says you pulled 40 grand out, you better have a reason for why that's missing. That's the first way, and most stuff we see where people get letters, it's related to the actual information not being on the tax form. And we always offer a free service. We're happy to look at your tax forms and see if we see anything missing. We're not accountants, we're not tax preparers, but we're happy to double check if there's anything simple we can find.
Right, and sometimes it's accidental.
Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time it's not an error of the heart where they're trying to willfully deceive someone.
But if it is, you do make a mistake, you know, right now, you know, it's a 7% interest rate. It used to be about 3%. Now it's 7 if you, you know, for underpayment of taxes. Then if you don't file a return, it's 5% per month. So April 15th is a big date. Up to 25% of the total amount of money you owe. Then the failure to pay is 0.5%, but capped out at 25%. And so you need to make sure you, if you're not paying your taxes, go ahead and make some estimated payments. You know, don't, you know, pay in so you're not paying interest and maybe subject to other things. The also thing is underpayment. If you didn't pay enough taxes and you did it for multiple years, you know, it starts out about 20% for most people, but it can go up to 75% of what you owe. Add that with the 7% interest rate in 4 or 5 years. And let's be honest, you know, what if the IRS isn't very well together now? But 2 or 3 years from now, they're really running. Well, that's when you'd be audited for now.
Because you're still in that six-year window.
Right. And so that's the big thing to factor in is just because the IRS is probably just a little bit dysfunctional right now, this is probably not the greatest opportunity to make a mistake, because they're going to eventually have some more updated systems and software, and they can still go back. So the lesson is, you know, follow the rules, do the right thing, and you'll be in a good situation. And we're happy to double check your tax return to see that everything is showing up correctly on the return.
Absolutely.
To our best of our knowledge.
Right. Well, thanks for talking to us about this today. And thank you for tuning in as well. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks.